I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update.
New U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods went into effect Tuesday. The 10% tariff was imposed by President Donald Trump in an effort to pressure China to crack down on the smuggling of fentanyl into the U.S. The U.S. government has identified China as a major source of the chemicals used by Mexican drug cartels to manufacture the synthetic opioid. Beijing responded by imposing 15% tariffs on U.S. coal and liquefied natural gas, as well as 10% tariffs on crude oil, agricultural machinery, and some automobiles. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said Monday that Trump would speak with Chinese President Xi Jinping in the coming days. Trump had also planned to impose 25% tariffs on Mexican and Canadian goods, but he announced a one-month pause Monday after receiving concessions on immigration and illegal drug trafficking after separate talks with Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Trump will host Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for talks at the White House Tuesday. The talks come at a crucial phase in the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas militants in the Gaza Strip. The two sides have less than 4 weeks to agree on the terms of the second phase, which would include the release of all remaining hostages held in Gaza, a permanent halt in fighting, and Israel's withdrawal from the territory. The war in Gaza began with the October 7, 2023 surprise attack by the U.S.-designated terrorist group on southern Israel, which left 1,200 people dead while 250 others were taken hostage. Health officials in Gaza say more than 47,500 Palestinians were killed as a result of Israel's counteroffensive, more than half of them women and children.
This is VOA News.
As the first stage of a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas has taken effect, hundreds of thousands of Palestinians have returned to northern Gaza, but many find their homes completely destroyed. Linda Gradstein has the story from Jerusalem.
Amjad Abu Ajina couldn't wait to go home. He and his family have been displaced from their home in Beit Lahia in northern Gaza since the beginning of the war. They've had to move 5 times since then. Last week, he joined the River of Humanity traveling north from southern Gaza.
The hardest part is being told to evacuate. You settle for a month or two only to be forced to leave again. Everything you've built, everything you've worked for gets left behind as you move to start anew. You settle once more, but soon they come again, demanding that you leave.
All parties agree that the task of rebuilding Gaza will be huge. One Palestinian official said Gaza needs $6.5 billion in emergency funding just to provide temporary housing for the almost 2 million displaced. Rebuilding Gaza could take years, if not decades. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
President Trump said Monday he would be interested in continuing U.S. aid to Ukraine in exchange for access to Ukraine's rare earth minerals.
I want to have security of rare earth. We're putting in hundreds of billions of dollars. They have great rare earth, and I want security of the rare earth. And they're willing to do it.
The Associated Press is reporting that Kyiv is open to the possibility of such an agreement in exchange for the continuation of aid for its war against Russia. Rare earth minerals include lithium and titanium, which are essential for an array of modern high-tech products. Rural farmers in Argentina have been hit by drought and hot weather, leaving crops drier and smaller than usual for this time of year. Reuters correspondent Arthur Thayaparin explains the potential impact on Argentina's economy.
Dario Sabini's corn plants should be green at this time of year. Instead, they're dry and crinkle between his fingers. He's one of thousands of rural farmers affected by dry and hot weather since January amid the La Niña climate phenomenon. Argentina is the world's top exporter of soy oil and meal, as well as the third top exporter of corn. A smaller harvest could be a major problem for Argentina, which relies heavily on grain exports for much-needed foreign currency to prop up its embattled economy.
That was Reuters correspondent Arthi Thayaparin. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.